Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Preservation Chicago has released their annual list of the city's most endangered places and spaces. More on that now from Jen Sabella. Morning, Jen.
Morning, Bob.
I always like reading this list from the nonprofit Preservation Chicago. And the whole idea here is to protect these places from the wrecking ball. Is that it?
Exactly. And for some of them, they're already too late. For example, some West Loop industrial buildings on the list this year include the Archer Daniels Midland Wheat Mill in the West Loop area. And Sterling Bay has already begun demolition on that to put apartment buildings there. But there are some that are still possible to save, including the Phyllis Wheatley home at 5128 South Michigan Avenue, which is 125 years old and a monument to Black women who moved north during Great Migration. Actually, other preservation groups across the country say it's so important to protect this because it's extremely rare to have something that signifies like this place that Black women went, and it was a sign of strength and a sign of, you know, getting out of slavery, and just an amazing building, but it does need a lot of work, about $1 million in work. So there's actually a hearing on March 16th, so we'll see if a judge rules that it can be demolished, but preservation groups are really hoping somebody steps in, specifically the city, and waits till a buyer comes along who wants to preserve this this building. And I mean, it could be, you know, a tourist attraction and just something with a plaque outside explaining its history. So that's their hope.
One of the places on this year's list, they listed the entire Chicago lakefront, didn't they?
They did, and it's a lot of the stuff we were talking about last year with all the erosion to the lakefront. So not only is like climate change playing a role in eroding the lakefront, but also they're saying things like the Obama Library and other developments planned for the lakefront are going to eat away at the remaining space we have there. Just due to erosion, we're going to naturally lose some of the shoreline. They said also, and I thought this was really interesting, they want the federal government to make the lakefront a national park, which would increase tourism all along the lakefront, and they said it would protect it from future development and have the federal government able to like come in and help with some of the erosion problems that we're having.
Well, per the Burnham plan, the lakefront is protected from commercial building right now, isn't it?
It is. They're saying the Obama Center, I know that they were opponents of it, were in Jackson Park, but they're just saying they're a little worried that people can get around the existing protections and with the erosion. They just want to make sure that that space remains.
Yeah, that would be good. Let's move to Logan Square now and a new indoor skate park, perhaps. Well, actually, this place would be in Jefferson Park, wouldn't it?
Right. It's a Logan Square dad, and he has taught his son to skateboard at as young as 2 years old, which is so cool. And he actually opened a little indoor skate park in Jefferson Park on Milwaukee Avenue as a way to like help kids, you know, get some energy out during the pandemic. He's actually a real estate broker, and he said business slowed down over the summer. And he was like, all right, I'm going to start teaching skateboarding classes for kids. So it's called a Little Ripper program, and 1 hour lessons are $50, and they're teaching kids from 2 to 14 how to skate. And this is like just confidence on a skateboard, skate park etiquette, not like flips and stuff like that yet. But it's something that it's been really popular. There are 60 kids enrolled right now, and he's hoping to expand it to other neighborhoods as well.
And we're talking about 5394 North Milwaukee Avenue. Finally, we have the story of a podcast and a brand new card game. Have you played it yet?
I have not. I love this, though. It's called No Wrong Answers, and I was just talking to my friend who's in Portland. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm really quiet right now. I just don't know what to talk about. I don't do anything anymore. So it's just, you know, we work and we make dinner. But the no wrong answers allows people, if they're having like a Zoom conversation or catching up with their friends, to kind of like go in a different direction instead of talking about the same things, the pandemic or the weather. They ask questions that are open-ended and have no wrong answers. Like, what would you eat if your teeth were indestructible? and which cereal mascot would be the best kisser? And this was written by a group of comedians and improv performers, and they also run a comedy podcast called Being Earnest. So I love this idea. It's already really popular, actually. They have more than 300 games sold on pre-order. And it's a great little idea, especially if you're just feeling like, I don't know what to talk about with people anymore.
Yeah, well, if you want to know more about that and all of the stories we talk about on Extreme Local News, just go to blockclubchicago.org. By the way, Jen, we're not working remotely. We are living at work. That's
exactly,
that's the line
exactly.
of the day. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.